First, he laboriously drills a hole in a giant anteap when he is sure a baboon is watching him because he knows baboons are incurably inquisitive. Next, he puts some wild melon seeds into the hole and works them in so that they drop into a hollow. Then he saunters off, knowing the baboon is burning with curiosity. The baboon doesn't trust that human being at all, so he plays it cool. But he's dying to know what gives in that confounded hole. Finally, Mr. Inquisitive can't take it any longer. He's got to know what's in there. He reaches in, grabs a fistful, and now his hand's too big to come out. If he had the strength to drop the seed, he could free his hand. Now he lets go when it's too late. So that was a smart enough way to catch a baboon, but he still has to make him talk. Now he knows that salt is very scarce in this particular area, and that baboon is going to eat those lumps like candy. In fact, he has such a ball eating salt that he completely forgets he's under arrest, and that in a little while he's going to be a mighty thirsty baboon. Next morning, the Mahalakhadi goes to have a closer look to see whether his prisoner is ready to talk. He decides the brainwashing has worked, so he sets him free, knowing that in his condition, he won't care who follows him to the secret reservoir. The Mahalakhadi has no eyes for the beauty of the setting. To him, water is beautiful.